Jesus is talking about belonging. He's getting ready to depart from his disciples, from the world. He promises he will send the Spirit to comfort and guide and protect them. And he talks as he goes away about belonging. They don't belong to the world, Jesus says to God the Father. They belong to you. They belong to me. They belong to heaven. But they don't escape from the world. They stay in the world. Hence the prayer. God, help them know they belong to you. They belong to me. They're about our work. But they're in the world. A world that's a dangerous place. A world that often rejects that message. A world that is full of evil. So watch over them. Protect them. Keep them faithful. Keep them belonging to heaven, though they're in the world. You and I have multiple longings, do we not? I started to think about all of my belongings, you know, alumni associations, gym memberships, church staff, belonging here, belonging there, neighborhood associations. We belong to all kinds of. You want to know how many things you belong to? See how many screen names you have and how many passwords it takes to get into your account. You belong to a lot of people in a lot of places, don't you? Don't use the same password, parents, or the kids will figure it out. The world is estranged from God, David Cunningham, who teaches at Hope College in Holland, Michigan, says. The world is estranged from God. The world is a hostile place to those who follow in the way of Jesus. But God loves the world. That's why God sends the Son into the world. And what does the Son do? Sends his followers into the world, not to be like the world, but to follow in the way of Jesus, to be like a citizen of heaven's kingdom in the world. That's what the world needs. I remember a graduation prayer that I came across several years ago. And so those of you getting ready to graduate, those of you reflecting upon graduation, whether it's from day school into first grade or middle school into high. Do you know they have elementary school graduations now, parents? Yep. Yep. They picked out a good old song from the 70s and the kids said, "It's time for me to fly." And they flew into middle school with diplomas and everything. Anyway, there's all kinds of graduations and transitions happening from one place to another. In some cases, the graduation will happen from here to there, wherever that is, a new job, a new place to live, a new community. I like the prayer. I like the teaching. Kids, as you go, remember who you are. Don't forget who you are. You will, and you'll act like you don't belong to us. You'll act like you're not a people of this faith community. You will act in other ways, but you know what? God's forgiving, and God will welcome you back. Learn from your mistakes. Carry on. Remember who you are, whose you are, who you called to be. So I saw the movie Infinity Wars, Marvel's Infinity Wars. And in the midst of all of the fighting and all of the action on the big screen, at the first service I made the mistake of saying, Wonder Woman said to Iron Man, and Beverly said to me, Wonder Woman is not Marvel, she's DC. So she did not happen to talk to Wonder Woman. So maybe it was the Hulk who said to Iron Man in the movie, or honestly, it could have been Spider-Man talking to Captain America. I mean, I may have missed it. But somewhere in the movie, somebody said, "Wow, you're a superhero with a moral rudder." Remember that line? You have a moral rudder. That's what the world needs. Don't just do what every other person's doing in the world. Have some values. Have some character. Have a sense of ethical commitment and faith that makes you distinctive, that lets you be who you are. That's the witness you can bring to the world, a superhero with a moral rudder. It may have been mother who helped you know who you are and whose you are. It may have been father, or it may have been Sunday school teacher or a pastor. I have a friend whose home family was so destructive and so hateful and such a negative influence on her life. She's now a Presbyterian pastor. She says what saved her life and shaped her life was the Presbyterian church down the street. She didn't go to church to go to church. She went to church to get away from home. And she says, thank God for church. It became my home. It taught me about love and forgiveness and so forth. So she gets to live out every day of her life saying thanks to Mother Church and helping make a difference in other lives. Well, whoever it was that shaped your primary commitments, Jesus is saying to his disciples, having passed on his teaching and his example and his word made flesh to them, abide with me. Don't forget who you are and to whom you belong and what you're about. If everybody else jumps off a bridge, Ollie, are you going to go jump off that bridge? Well, I might. No, that's not a good idea. Be distinct to who you are. Belong not to the world, but to me, says Jesus. We've had a lot of folks moving away from our faith community, haven't we? That does that, you know, retirement, jobs, school. A lot of really great people who no longer will belong here with us but are belonging now somewhere else in ministry. And thank God, God is raising up new generations and bringing in new members to come with us to unite so that our work continue to carry on. I always liked, as I think about transitions and departures, I always like that quote that says, love is a magician where two people can go in opposite directions but always be side by side. That's kind of how we belong to each other in a communion of saints. I may sit with Beverly and Sam many Sundays, or Caitlin or Drew, but the truth is, my grandmother sits with me in one ear, and she passed away long ago. And in the other ear sit my parents, who are 1,000 miles away. We belong to each other in that kind of way too, not just here in time and space, but through time and space, and despite time and space. Blessed be those ties that bind us and make of us a family of faith. Because it's hard to live as Jesus' disciple in a world by yourself. We need each other to help reinforce in that great cloud of witnesses what we're to be about. Some say that they belong to God through the keeping of the Mosaic Law, those friends we call Jews. Some say they belong to God by the practice of the five pillars, pilgrimage and prayer. Those are our Muslim neighbors. Some belong to God through the marks on the forehead or in the private shrines where they pray and perhaps the keeping of a certain diet. Those neighbors and friends belong to God as Hindus. Some say, no thanks, we want none of it. We're nuns, not Catholic nuns, but no religion at all. They don't want to belong to God through faith. And in my mind, what they miss is a faith community, not belonging to each other, not having people to drop off a cake after a death, or not having somebody to help you get to the airport when no one else can take you, not to have somebody share pancakes with in fellowship hall or wrestle with reading the Bible together. What do you believe or not believe? What are your questions? You don't have teammates in the softball dugout unless you have faith community. Well, we belong to God through Jesus Christ. This is the covenant God makes with us. Jesus is the Word, the one made flesh, and when you see Jesus, you see the Father. Jesus, the Son, and God the Father are one, and desires that that oneness may be the oneness we have with each other and with God. And so to Him we belong, Jesus says, not to the ways of the world. I went to a store to buy gas, thinking about our belonging primarily to the God we know in Christ and to the people of God. I went in the store to buy gas, and because I had a gift card, I had to go pay for it first. Sometimes I just stay at the pump. In fact, if I can, I usually just stay at the pump. I always hate it when that little thing comes up and says, go see the attendant. Honestly, what I do is I cancel the transaction and try over. I don't want to go see the attendant, but I had to go see the attendant. How much gas do you want? I don't know. I just always fill it up. I don't know. 2.7 times how? I don't know how big the gas tank is. Anyway, I will spare you those details. I go into the store to pay $35. I go out of the store, and right by the entrance of the store is the marijuana magazine, a big marijuana leaf on the front cover that says High Times. Now, I know there's pornography in the racks. I know they sell lots of lottery and gambling tickets, and cigarettes, and all kinds of stuff. Should I be shopping at that store if I don't support those things? guy would say, hey, free speech, man. I have to make a dollar. Got to feed my family. Should you be shopping at that store, supporting that? If you owned that store, would you carry all that merchandise if it made profit? Or would you pull off some of that stuff? See, we have multiple belongings. Our primary belonging, but we belong to other. How do we not compromise our faith in Christ as we seek to live in the real world and put gas in our cars and get places we need to go? A few years ago, Google released a study of 5.2 million books that have been published since 1500. I'm glad the computers do that, not you and I with our calculations. But you can apparently go to this Google database and you can look at words which appear in books and just sort of do studies on them. And the Google study said that since about 1960, words like me and self and I come first and personalized and I can do it myself, those kind of phrases and words are taken off in our culture. Guess which kind of words are disappearing from the culture and from books? We, share, belong, common good, community. You can also look at other words which are disappearing. Decency, conscience, fortitude, honesty. Does this surprise you? These are the words disappearing from the books and from the culture as me, myself, and I take off. Jesus said, you belong to me. On your own, you're nothing. You can do nothing on your own. But abide in me as I abide in you, and you find support and strength and friendship with one another, and you can do all things. We belong by the call of God, by the grace of God, to God and to a community of faith with sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers in the faith. And we seek to know and to live out that word in flesh and blood. Jesus departs from the world and says, as the Father sent me, now I send you. Carry on the mission. You are the good news, church, that the world needs to hear. It won't hear it if you belong to the world. Belong to me. Be my witnesses. And stay true to who you are and whose you are. And I trust you, the world will be a better place. And it will have seen and come to know the love and the life and the peace of God in Christ and in his sent community. To him, forever and ever, be all glory, honor, and power and might. Amen.